download from Triple J.
For more music, current affairs, comedy and culture, triplej.net.au.
And now...
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J.
Triple J Mornings with Zan. Oh, that chord change in the last minute just kills me. That is the soaring sounds of Norwegian band High as a Kite on Triple J and their beautiful song since last Wednesday. We've been playing it over the last few weeks and it's really the first time that we've heard of this band from Oslo, even though they're now up to their second album. Pretty recently, I got the chance to meet with two of the five members of High as a Kite, lead singer and songwriter Ingrid, and singer and keys player Marta. In fact, the whole band really contribute vocally, which is probably why their music sounds so bloody angelic and uplifting. And when I met up with them, I found out a little bit more about the band when Ingrid filled me in on their beginnings.
I got together with Trond, the drummer, at first, and we just recorded a couple of demos in the beginning just as a duo. Mm-hmm. And then we went into a studio with a producer and started recording an album. This was in 2011, and we released it in 2012. Einstein was also played on the record, and then we were a trio. And in 2012, we got Marte and Kristoffer with us too. So the five of us recorded this second album. Mm.
So things have changed a lot between the first and second records. Yeah. And do you think your sound has changed a lot as well with the more people involved?
Yes, of course, it's a larger sound in a way. Now also Kristoffer is playing something called a flugabone. It's
what is that?
It's a mix of a trumpet and a trombone in a way. Also, I play the synthesizers as well, so we have a lot of more instruments in a way. And Ingrid bought a steel drum, so she's playing on the steel drum on some songs. So it's quite a nice mix of many instruments and a lot of voices.
Does that mean you have a lot of experimentation with these new instruments? Does it lead your songs in a different direction with new sounds?
Yeah, well, we want everyone to play on almost all of the songs because we're a band and it would be weird if they didn't. Mm. So naturally, the sound will grow as we are more people that plays the songs.
You have a background in attending a jazz conservatory, don't you? That's where you and Trond first met, yeah?
Yeah.
So with that classical training, does that mean that you can all play a number of different instruments?
No, not at all. I think we all are very dedicated to our own instruments. So maybe we can play some percussion or sing some backing vocals or something. But no, I can't play drums or guitar or anything. We are proud of our instruments in a way.
There's some big titles on this record too in terms of the names of songs, like things like Hiroshima, Iran, Hand Grenade. Some heavy concepts for song titles. Are they metaphors for the stories going on?
Yeah, I think they are metaphors. It's not actually about Iran or Hiroshima. It's about, you know, like what they often represent.
It's common sense. If I could choose, I'd go to Tyrell.